Has Australia's marketing campaign for COVID vaccines missed the mark? As well as a slow rollout, multiple spokespeople are providing differing and varying messages about the vaccines, which could be contributing to the slow take-up rate. Joining me to discuss is marketing strategist and consumer behaviour analyst Barry Urquhart of Marketing Focus. Hi, Barry.
Good morning, Jenny.
Millions of people have successfully had COVID vaccines, but the message is muddied. Do you think that could be the cause of public inertia and confusion, Barry?
There's absolutely no question about that, because unfortunately we've got 19 spokespersons, from premiers to prime ministers to chief executives of these territories to chief medical officers to the Minister for Health and the federal government. So 19 people making various comments at various times, many instances in confliction to what they were. So people really are very keen, and that's the public at large, the consumers in particular, they want consistency, continuity and peace of mind. And when there's confliction and contradiction, the apprehension is not so much procrastination. Now, I want to put that out of the mind of a lot of people in business. They say, oh, people aren't making decisions because they're procrastinating. No, when a person isn't able to make a considered, reasoned and valued decision, they will make the decision that is easiest to make, and that is to make no decision at all.
Yeah, that's something that I've read from psychologists. They say when people are faced with two choices, but both have ramifications, they often opt to do nothing. Like, there's a risk of hospitalisation and serious problems if you catch COVID. But if you have the vaccine, say the AstraZeneca vaccine, that's 4 to 6 people in every million will get blood clots. So that is a risk, a very small risk, but it's kind of paralysing people, right?
Well, as a market researcher, I'm always dealing with statistics. And, of course, many Australians are very literate. We all speak well. The problem is we can read, we don't read. And to a large extent, we're not numeral. So those figures that you just gave, 4 out of 1 million, that's kind of 0.004. So it's a huge number that is very, very marginalised. But, of course, in the minds of the people, it's yes, but that may be me. So in the statistic, it's one issue. In my family, if one person dies, that's a tragedy. So what we have to do is to be more consistent, because you're addressing a fundamental issue when there's anxiety and turmoil in the marketplace, whether it's economic, social or political. People's apprehension and confidence is actually taken to the corner. What we need is peace of mind purchasing. Make a decision and then reassure it and endorse that decision that they're making, because this comes back to psychology that you made reference to earlier. It's called psychic income. Reassure the 10 million people in Australia who have got, one dose of the vaccine, they've made the right decision. Now, the more that can be said, that's going to be reassuring to the 15 million people who at the moment are sitting on the sidelines.
There's a heck of a lot of misinformation out there as well. People getting into going down rabbit holes on YouTube, looking at information that's totally incorrect, but it creates fear. There's likely always going to be people suspicious of government messaging as well. So can campaigns still cut through that?
Well, here's the point. I think you made a very interesting comment in your introduction. You said Australia's marketing campaign. I would be contending it should be one single integrated campaign. Think about this. I would hate to be a public health administrator or a politician at the moment addressing this issue, because Australia is 25 million people. It is the most cosmopolitan society in the world. We have in our population more languages and dialects spoken than even Israel. We actually have more ethnicities within our population than the United States of America. You're right. When there is, actually was announced that it was a pandemic in February of last year, Italian people weren't responding at all well, because they were having social media contact back to extended members of the family back in Italy, and they were based on those sort of information sources. So the sphere of influence isn't necessarily mass media, politicians or that sort of thing. It is a complex web of communication networks, and we therefore have to make sure that we're doing it mass media, social media, but we've got to get out into the communities in different languages, dialects and personalities, because the one thing that people are looking for is authoritative sources.
I see. Barry Urquhart is with me of Marketing Focus, a consumer behaviour analyst, and we're talking about the challenges, the poor marketing campaign for COVID vaccines in Australia, according to some people. In planning a marketing campaign, what are the essentials to ensure success?
Look, I think that what we've got to do is, one, we have to recognise that there is a need for people to make a decision. Now, that may sound funny, but when you are, as I was once a lecturer at university and we were talking about decision-making, the hardest process in making a decision is to recognise that you've got to make a decision. Many of those 15 million people who are sitting on the sidelines say, oh, I'll get round to it, oh, it has to be done before Christmas. No, we have to develop a sense of urgency. Two, we've got to give them limited options. Don't give them too many options. We've already got 6 vaccines approved around the world. Now, I'm not that sure that you'd be wanting to go into Russia and take Satellite Light, because even the name Satellite Light is wrong. We've got to have a brand that is recognized, trusted, and respected. Therefore, we've got to limit the options. We've got to have a brand that is recognized. Then we need an authoritative source. Anthony Fauci, the chief medical officer in the United States of America, he was pilloried by the previous president of the United States of America, Donald Trump. He's now been endorsed unreservedly by the current president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, and all of a sudden his status amongst the 360 million Americans has been elevated, and of course there's been a single resonating message across all media: vaccinate and vaccinate now. Now, if we could have that as a simple message, and it has to be the simplicity of message with a headline that is recognizable and transferable between languages and dialects, that will create a sense of urgency, responsiveness, and more importantly, and I think this is very important, the lesson that the Labor Party learned in the last state election, when you can talk about your actions will have consequences, don't make it a broad issue, and therefore the nation and the community will be there. Bring it into a family. When there was the fear of the franking credit or the pensioners or the superannuation tax was going to be brought in by Labor and by Bill Shorten, what the family sat down was that the grandparents said to the grandkids, well, if that comes in, I'm going to be paying tax, you're not going to get an inheritance. So the power of the family is incredibly important, and you can be rest assured the influence of their siblings, their parents, and their grandparents will be far more influential for younger people to recognize that they have a responsibility not only to themselves, but to their family, to their community, and the nation in that order. That will be a more salient message and far more impactful across the board.
And I suppose it would also help to have a few more vaccines available, because when they rolled out this television campaign, quite a lot of young people very disappointed, very scared and upset that they weren't actually eligible for the vaccine at the time the government was saying that they could die.
Well, in marketing, a lot of people say to me the most important thing is price. Well, fortunately, vaccines are free, so we've actually taken that aside. But it is interesting, the fourth most important thing. The single most important thing, whether it is a product, service, or application, whether it's a vaccine or whatever it may be that you are contemplating, the fundamental issue is convenience and accessibility.
Really lovely to have you on the program today, Barry Urquhart. Thanks for joining us.
Jenny, it's been my pleasure.